Hello, welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 10. Welcome Friday, April 1st. Welcome to April 2022. Crazy. This episode is going to be kind of a split episode. We're going to split it up five tracks today, five tracks probably for Monday. And I'm going to highlight a new release, kind of collaboration between, the big Disney Corporation and some of your favorite lo-fi artists out there. I felt like it would only be appropriate, if I can, to kind of review and talk, about some of this stuff. Because I'm sure there's, as I was reading along, there's a lot of mixed reviews. But overall, it seems very positive, and, I have nothing but really positive things to say. I love it a lot. So, always been a Disney fan, though, myself, even... as I was younger, I loved watching Disney movies whenever I could, I guess. I don't feel like I watched them over and over and over, like the really popular ones. But I feel like I've seen enough Disney movies as just, growing up during that time period. But anyway, we're going to get into a little bit of it here. This, for those of you that aren't familiar or aren't aware, Disney paired up with a bunch of lo-fi producers to put out a mini, let me make sure I get it actually the way that they labeled it. They actually labeled it Lo-Fi Mini Focus. Because again, if you go on to Disney's Spotify page, they have, and I'm sure it's this way across Apple and whatnot as well, they have all kinds of just like guitar focused music that is playing Disney songs, or piano stuff playing Disney songs that are more like, easy listening and just relaxing music. So it's already kind of got that lo-fi vibe to it, but not really the hip hop influence. And so, for them to pair up with a lot of these, some of the big lo-fi girl artists and some of the really big chill hop artists, they kind of brought them together. I don't feel like they mentioned that anywhere, but when you look at some of the artists, it's like some of the biggest names on the chill hop side and some of the biggest names on the lo-fi girl side. And seeing them merge together to me is really awesome. I love that. So, anyway, this is coming straight off of the D23 Disney fan page. And their little listing, their press release for it. It says here, available on all streaming platforms. The digital release features classic Disney tracks reimagined in the style of lo-fi, a genre with roots in hip-hop, house, and jazz that has come to prominence over the last decade, thanks to influential artists around the world. Listeners often stream lo-fi for hours at any given time, and to see how easily it can promote focus. That's kind of how they launched into this here. So we're going to check out a couple of tracks, and I'll read a little bit more from this article, and along the way, break them down a little bit. And so I'm going to take you on a little nostalgia trip here. That's for sure, at least me. I feel like whether you were around when these came out or, rewatching them from old, because it's not just all these old movies. In fact, I feel like they leave off a lot of the old movies, but it's a nice mixture. So we're going to break it down here. The very first track is right off of the Lo-Fi Mini Focus record is or playlist. I don't even know if they consider it a full record. It says digital album, so we'll say album. Hakuna Matata, and this is by Purple Cat. Yeah, again, if you're familiar with any of the Lo-Fi Girl releases, Purple Cat is pretty much all over it. On every single playlist, Purple Cat is out there. Big fan of Purple Cat. Love your work. And this track, Hakuna Matata from The Lion King, is an awesome track. I really can't wait to talk about it, but I'm going to let it play first so we can appreciate it and then come back to it. So check it out. Here we go.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I just want to make sure I point out once again, I haven't got to the my normal intro that I would do. I was just so excited to get to the music, but you know, you can make sure you follow Pickles and Beats on all of your major platforms, social medias, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, across the board. It's just Pickles and Beats. Otherwise, you can also go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and find the homepage for the podcast. And, you know, you can listen directly there. You can find your links to all your favorite spots. From there, you can send messages. You can join in on poll questions. You know, you have all kinds of things you can do to interact with the show. I'm your host. My name is Chris, producer named The New and The Used. So you can also follow me if you're interested on all those platforms as well as The New and The Used. But that track, again, it's hard to beat. It's hard to follow. It's a great track to kick off the record too, Hakuta Matata by Purple Cat. And, you know, lots of great things to say. I'm going to keep them as short and sweet as possible. I'm a big fan all the time of the guitar work by Purple Cat. The guitar and piano together on this, I think, were kind of the highlight. A lot of really cool shaker and snaps, laid-back vibe. I really enjoyed the piano and guitar kind of trading, where it seemed like at the very beginning there was a lot of guitar dominance on the melody, and then the piano kind of took over later, which was awesome. You know, classic interlude section in the middle there to kind of just bring the vibe down and then come back with a really hard, punchy melody to kind of end out the track in great fade. So overall, I think they did an awesome job on Hakuta Matata, Purple Cat did. And yeah, if I'm talking Disney here, I'm not as critical as probably some people might be, but I really enjoyed it. I could probably just put this on and just kind of vibe out to it. So, which is what we're doing right now. And we're going to slide on into the next track here. Let me get make sure I have that queued up. I don't want to make sure I have it wrong. I should have that ready. How Far I'll Go. And this is from the movie Moana. So if you've got any younger kiddos out there, I'm sure they are loving that. I personally have never... I've watched Moana one time just because, you know, I'm an educator, school teacher, and feel like I should always be up on that kind of stuff too. And but I can't say I watched it closely like I did when I was younger watching like Aladdin or something like that, but gives my age a little bit. But the you know, How Far I'll Go is from Moana, and it's a track. This is being played by or produced by Philanthropy, or I've also heard it pronounced Philanthrope when they've done some of the Chill Hop live sessions and stuff, so I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But looks like Philanthropy or Philanthrope plays a huge role in the chill hop community. So right away we got you know, a lo-fi girl followed by a chill hop leader there. So it's I love it. It's so great. And this track, again, if I heard it on the fly and I'm not familiar with Moana, I'd be like, hey, this has got a vibe to it. So let's get into it, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. So once again, I'm Chris, The New and The Used, your host on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, and this is How Far I'll Go from the Lo-Fi Mini Focus record, and being played by Philanthropy. Check it out. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. That was Philanthropy or Philanthrope on the Lo-Fi Mini Focus album. I'm playing the track from Moana called How Far I'll Go. And that one right there just, I mean, I can already feel it. It just brings on that calming vibe all around. You know, that piano and the soft, you know, rim shots at the beginning kind of ease you into the track. Just calm, laid back feeling throughout the whole thing. Just kind of not too much high, not too much low, just kind of keeping it chugging along. Light guitar additions, I feel like, were great. Really kind of keeps things flowing. And, you know, breaking down at the end, I think that's classic philanthropy work there. So I dig it. Like I said, if I didn't know that it was on this Focus record, the Lo-Fi Mini and this Disney stuff, I would think it's just a regular Lo-Fi track. It sounds great. So I dig that a whole bunch. Reading from the article a little bit more on the D23 Disney fan page here, another quote directly from the Enterprise franchise Mickey and Friends lead here. It says, what attracted us to lo-fi is the ability to reimagine our songs in a completely new way with that combines the soothing benefits of lo-fi with the wonder and nostalgia that Disney has to offer. Says Tim Penoyer is his name, the Enterprise franchise Mickey and Friends lead. It's a long title. One of the artists we worked with, Jazz Enough, had a great take that Disney and lo-fi are like pancakes and maple syrup. And we couldn't agree more. Lo-fi and Disney are both a great source of comfort, so the two make for a perfect match. And you know, I can't say I didn't think of it, but it's absolutely true, especially for people from my generation that kind of grew up watching a lot of these Disney movies. That's probably some of my earliest nostalgia, other than when I started to get into more cartoons and things related to video games or anime even, or things like that. But before that, it was all Disney stuff and cartoons from Disney, at least for me, and learning some of the Disney songs and singing along, or even some of the early video games of some Disney things. But yeah, no, that's just me. So if I had to point that out, that's I couldn't actually agree more. I feel like they do fit really well together, and most of the songs fit the really easy, simplistic kind of chill vibe, laid back vibe, and people recognize them too and kind of fall back into them. So if you're one of those people out there, I'm right there with you. That's how I'm feeling when I'm listening to these anyway, at least with a few of them. That last one I wasn't really familiar with, so I'm just, you know, I'm just kind of vibing along with it. I don't have that same nostalgia feel as maybe others might have. And this next one's the same. This is actually from Hercules. It's called Go the Distance, and it's performed by Mommy. So, again, Mommy is a pretty regular lo-fi artist in a lot of the different communities. But love the work of Mommy. So this is Go the Distance from the Hercules soundtrack, but lo-fi version. So let's dive in and talk about it. Thank you. There you go. That was Go the Distance by Mommy. Doing a little bit of that lo-fi mini focus record, remixing some Disney tracks into a lo-fi vibe. So that was from the Hercules soundtrack, if you're not familiar with the track. Which, you know, honestly, I feel like, again, I've seen that movie a couple times. It's been a little while. But when I heard the track, I was like, oh yeah, I kind of remember this melody. It was easy to sound, again, whether you knew the melody or not, it's one of those classic Disney songs that shows a great composer where you can kind of write these melodies where people can almost predict where you're going. Some people don't like that kind of thing because it seems corny or too easy to predict, you know, and that's what I like about it. So I think that's why most people like them. That's not to say I don't love the other stuff that keeps you guessing or at the edge of your seat, but it's nice to have something that keeps you calm. That's why people like it. That's why it does what it does and kind of keeps you calm and relaxed or puts you in this vibe status, because you're not kind of at the edge of your seat all the time. You're able to relax and fall back to it. So anyway, that's just my feeling overall. So the next track we're going to run into, I didn't even talk about this one. How could I skip over it? I love the arpeggios at the very beginning of that track, the kind of piano arpeggios, nice feel. At first I thought we were going to keep it kind of traditional to the track or to the movie, but they kind of teetered on that, which was Mommy kind of teetered on that really well, with the whistles and keys, synths, strings, the ambience with the crickets. I mean, I feel like there were so many layers in that song. It was awesome. Great job. The string breakdown section in there was also really nice. I think Shakers are getting a really getting a big highlight throughout this whole record so far. A lot of shaker getting used, which is pretty traditional in most lo-fi beat, chill hop stuff. And then the nice roads at the end there. There was some nice, calm, warm road sounds in there I really enjoyed. So anyway, I'm going to move on to the next track here. Great job there by Mommy on... on Go the Distance. We're going to move on to the next track, which is Into the Unknown from the Frozen 2 soundtrack. And this is actually going to be, it was remixed or put together by the producer Hippo Dreams, which, again, another classic name. Every name on this list are all top producers. You're going to see, I think some article I had read said, just with a couple of them together, they average about 12 million listeners a month, which is just insane. So they're going to definitely go to the distance here on this record, that's for sure. So Into the Unknown from the Frozen 2 soundtrack, lo-fi version, performed by Hippo Dreams, or remixed by Hippo Dreams, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, Chris, the new and the used. And once again, this is Hippo Dreams. Thank you. All right. So that was Into the Unknown from the Frozen 2 soundtrack, kind of remixed, performed, lo-fied up by Hippo Dreams. And that was completely different from the other three tracks that we had listened to so far. Heavy on the strings. Obviously, at first I thought maybe violin, but I think by the end, without a doubt, it's cello. I don't want to speak out of... or sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, because I mostly don't. I don't play those instruments, but I listen to them enough. But the register that the string was getting to, I don't think that was a violin. I think it was a cello. But I'm curious. Hippo Dreams, I'm going to actually write myself a note here to go to their page, because I feel like I've listened enough, and I think this happens a lot, and I'm not going to get on a soapbox right now on this episode, but I think a lot of us, you know, when we put on, or when folks put on these playlists, they listen like, oh, that's a cool track, might even like somebody, might even go and just like play songs off of their page. But rarely do folks you know, actually go and learn about that person, learn about the producer, unless they really stand out. And I like to do it just because I love music and I want to learn more about other producers, and maybe even, you know, want to collaborate in the future or play something on the podcast or whatever it might be. But I think your average listener maybe doesn't do that. They might just save a song and then move on. So taking the opportunity to go and learn a little bit more about, you know, Hippo Dreams, I'm curious if they are in, was that live? Was that a live cello or violin? Same with the harp in there. Whether that was a harp or something else. But those are really cool sounds. They sound great. And just overall... loved it. The bass drum really stood out to me. The rest of the drums kind of just filled space, I feel like, in a lot of ways, but they were, you know, needed, but didn't stand out necessarily. But the bass drum, I liked the tone and sound of the bass drum, and a little bit of the added flute in there later on was really nice as well. But yeah, overall, great track. Love it. I'm going to look up Hippo Dreams and see if I can learn a little bit more. So I enjoyed it. The last track for this podcast today is going to be one I'm familiar with. I think a lot of people probably are, just because it was such a popular song for a while. It is A Whole New World from the Aladdin soundtrack. And this one was lo-fied, remixed by Evie, another regular name in the lo-fi community, of course. And so we're going to give that a listen and come back and talk about it and finish things up. Right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, The New and The Used, and this here is Evie with the Lo-Fied A Whole New World, as we're putting a focus on the Lo-Fi Mini Focus album. Check it out. Thank you. So that was Evie with The Whole New World right off of the Lo-Fi Mini Focus record. And we're going to stop there for this podcast episode. Carry it over. Part two continuation on Monday. Once again, this is the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 10 on Friday, April 1st. I hope you're going to have an awesome weekend. You're all prepared for the weekend or getting ready to start your weekend work if you do a weekend worker. Appreciate everything that you're doing. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. That right there, again, Evie, A Whole New World, I think, you know, again, very different from all the rest of them. I feel like the first three tracks were definitely very live instrumentation sounding, kind of keeping it almost like live band playing this song. Fourth track there off of the Frozen 2, Hippo Dreams, very, you know, orchestral-ish, I guess, if you want to say that, or I'm going to say that. And then this track sounded very sample-based, almost if, you know, there was like a producer, like a Dilla or somebody in there sampling a bunch of A Whole New World and putting it together. So I don't know if that was the intention or not, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was very cool, very inventive on the part of, on the part of Evie. But one thing I definitely want to mention that I haven't mentioned at all, if you haven't checked out this playlist yet, one, you can do it on all the major platforms. Also, I encourage you to go check it out on YouTube or any Vivo or visual platform, because they kind of took a page off of or mimicked the Lo-Fi Girl, looped animation of her sitting at her desk working, and put Minnie there. And so if you haven't got an opportunity to go check that out, go see Minnie Mouse hanging out in her kind of, I'm looking at the screen right now and I'm going to describe it to you, kind of hanging out in her little workspace. She's got a record player spinning behind her. You look out the window, there's a, you know, a mountain, almost looks like a Mount St. Helens or maybe Hawaiian Island mountain, but something that's got a collapsed crater. And her and Mickey on the wall ice skating, maybe. I don't know if they're ice skating. It looks like they're ice skating. A poster. She's got her globe. She's got a fish up there, a little Hercules pitcher, like pitcher of water. Just her little desk with a paper airplane and some paint, maybe a desk, like a desk pad of paper, plant, kind of just chilling, getting some work done. So if you haven't got to check that out, I encourage you to go do that. It's just, especially if you're a Lo-Fi Girl fan or a Lo-Fi Beats to Chill to YouTube channel fan, go give it a check out real quick, because the animation's pretty fun. But anyway, I just wanted to, again, give thanks to anybody that's, this is your first time or many times coming through. Episode number 10 means a lot to me. It's been working on it for a bit, and they were... Episodes are pretty sparse, few and far between, just kind of focusing on, you know, hour, 2 hour long episodes with breaking down a certain element of lo-fi, which those episodes are still going to happen. It's just they're going to be, again, few and far between. But I felt like, man, I really just love doing this so much that I would like to have these shorter episodes that are more, you know, consumable in between the bigger episodes or between the big interviews and stuff. And so I'm going to be doing shorter little episodes like this. I hope you enjoy them and maybe highlighting them. So I'd love your feedback. If you want to go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, you can leave me a direct message. You can voicemail message. You can type email. But also you can find links to all the other major platforms, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, anything else. They're all there to find your access. So once again, appreciate you. My name is Chris, the new and the used on all major platforms as a Lo-Fi producer myself, as well as going to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. You can find all information regarding myself and the podcast. So thank you so much, and keep it lo-fi. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday. Take it easy.